These are the boys are called, and you're listening to Monday Night. Blah. What is it?
Monday Night Talk.
Oh.
On WATD.
In WATD.
Quick thank you to our sponsors, S Bank, where success starts with S. Branches in Weymouth, Hanover, East Bridgewater, and Quincy. Online at s-bank.com. Also, McGuigan's Pub. Don't forget to check out their 5K road race coming up on June 9th. I believe that's this weekend. They'll have registration starting at 10:30 a.m. Race kicks off at 12 noon, followed by I guess they're going to be holding a block party, huge block party. Be a DJ, raffles, lots of beverages to enjoy. And all the money for this is going to the One Fund Boston. And also, we want to thank the Life Care Center of the South Shore, located on the Driftway in Scituate, doing whatever it takes to provide quality patient care. And I believe we have joining us on the phone line, State Representative Shauna O'Connell. Shauna, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
I can tell you, I went down and ran out to the parking lot during that break, and Larry goes, "What are you doing?" She's calling in. I go, oh, okay.
Well, no problem. Here we are.
I don't know if you had a chance to hear. We just had a moment, a couple of minutes to speak with the state auditor about your favorite subject and mine. What's going on as far as EBT and welfare fraud and the report that she put out not too long ago in regards to the Department of Transitional Assistance, I guess that they did between 2010 and last year. Give me your thoughts when you saw this report come out, and how does it kind of lay, you know, fall in line as to what you were trying to do last year?
Well, you know, I think it's yet another report that has come out telling us that there is fraud and abuse in the EBT program, and that the Department of Transitional Assistance has not been following its own rules, policies, and procedures, and, you know, implementing penalties as well. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that the auditor was on talking with you about it. So, and it's a follow-up from the Inspector General's report that just came out, which focused in and told us there was a minimum of $25 million in fraud in that program.
Representative Joe Rossi here. What is your thoughts on the Senate voting down putting pictures on EBT ID, EBT cards?
Well, it sounds like they have changed their tune on that. I believe the Senate President has now said that she is in favor of photos on the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was certainly disappointed that they voted that down and rejected that because it did pass through the House. However, there was no date certain for it to be implemented by, which was a concern of mine, and I filed an amendment to make sure it was implemented by January 2014, and my amendment also was rejected. But, and while I am in favor of photo IDs on a card, I don't think that is our number one reform that we need to be going after right now.
What is the number one reform?
In my eyes, the number one reform, or maybe I have three, is that we must require people to provide Social Security numbers before they start getting assistance, because we know that's not happening right now. We must verify people's assets and identity. Someone can provide a Social Security number. It doesn't mean it's their Social Security number. We have to not just make sure it's a real Social Security number from someone who's not dead, but we have to make sure it belongs to the person that provides it.
Yeah, you stole my thunder, because I was going to say, I think another requirement is they should have a pulse.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always, maybe that should be our number one reform. You must have a pulse to get welfare. So the Social Security numbers, we have to do the verification and the asset, verification for assets and identity. And those would be the two top things that we need to do. The third would be to stop the practice of self-declarations. And what that means is somebody can go into an office, apply for welfare, and, they don't have any rent receipts. They can sign a piece of paper saying, I sleep on my uncle's couch, I pay him $800 a month, that's where I live, this is my address, cross my heart and hope to die. And that's their verification for rent. And they do it with many other things besides rent, but rent is one of the big things that they do that with. And we have got to stop the honor system when we're talking about taxpayer dollars here.
Joining us in just a second will be State Senator Bob Hedlund. I believe he's on the phone line. And I guess,
oh, excellent.
One other thing I want to
I just want to say that, as you probably know, I'm sure Bob has really been working with me the whole time here on this issue, too. So it's been great to have him over in the Senate fighting for the same things.
Bob, how do you respond to that?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good.
Senator. We're here talking about EBT reform and going over some of the things in the auditor's report. Give us your thoughts, Senator, as this comes out, and has there been any changes since the vote down of putting IDs on EBT cards?
Well, the change is that now some Democratic leaders are singing a different tune after leading the charge to defeat amendments that I offered in the Senate, and it seems as though the same dynamic, as Shauna knows, probably occurred in the House. But in terms of, you know, the auditor's report, I just got off a broadside with one of Shauna's House colleagues, who's still kind of circling the wagons on this a little bit, Tom Conroy,
yeah,
who's been critical of the auditor's report. But the fact is, you know, that the headlines kind of veered to the topic of the money that was paid out in the EBT benefits that were sent to folks who have been dead for a while, but really there's other things in the auditor's report that didn't get the media attention that were important. And also, in terms of our response and some of the legislation that's been filed, and I think I tuned in late, so I apologize if I'm redundant, the press has grabbed hold of the whole issue of photo IDs when there are more significant reforms that we can be doing beyond that that haven't gotten the attention.
Such as?
Well, I think what I heard Shauna just talking about is the integrated eligibility system, and if you do it right, that can produce a lot of savings and produce a lot more integrity for the system and weed out people who should not be getting benefits who currently are getting benefits.
That's right, Bob. I mean, I think we saw in the report that they do have some tools available to them, the Department of Transitional Assistance, that they're not even using to try and identify fraud. So the verification system that Bob and I have been fighting for requires a check of national databases, and that is key, that they are national databases. So when they're checking RM, Registry of Motor Vehicle records, to see if you own any, you know, vehicles, boats, whatever, not boats, but vehicles, they'll be checking nationally and not just here in Massachusetts. Because if you just check in Massachusetts, you're only getting half a picture.
Now, not too long ago, the governor had said that any type of EBT fraud is simply leakage of the system. Now, what is the tone that the governor is taking now?
Well, today he was still, I think, in denial and you know, defensive about this and saying that this is a very small percentage of, your word, Joe, and his word previously, leakage. But you know, we think that the auditor's report points to something that's a little more widespread. And let me just say this. Shauna served on and was much more diligent than I was on the two EBT reform commissions that the legislature formed. And clearly the administration was uncooperative at that time. It was a window dressing commission from their perspective, I think. And they did nothing to work towards any reforms of that. There was no honest discussion about reforms. The fact that the administration wasn't serious about the commission's work. So, you know, you gotta really question where the governor's coming from on this and not take those comments seriously given his past performance on this issue.
I have to throw something towards your way, Senator, and that is in part of the auditor's report was a part which they zoom in on inadequate security when it comes to blank EBT cards. That when they went, when certain regional offices were asked to account for over 30,000 cards, that they struggled to be able to give proper information. This kind of falls in line with the conversation I think we had on a previous show, where 15,000 cards are lost annually. Is that correct?
Oh, monthly 20,000 cards are replaced.
Since, the auditor's report pointed out, since 2006, you've had 9,800 people received over, you know, 10 or more EBT cards.
Mm.
And, you know, we've had people losing EBT cards at a greater rate in Massachusetts driver's licenses, and there's a lot less EVT card holders than licensed drivers in the Commonwealth. That points to something.
Sean? That's right. I think the report noted that 42% of all EBT cards were replaced last year. So 42% of people that hold an EBT card lost it or whatever they did with it and had to get a new one. That's a huge number. And, you know, regarding the governor, several months ago, you're right when you said, talk about leakage. The governor actually said that we have a little more, we have above average leakage. And now he's trying to say this is a very small percentage, 0.1%. So he's really contradicting himself here. And he's just talking about one little piece of this report when he uses that, you know, 99.9% of the time they get it right.
Well, you know, if you look at the governor in light of what happened with, I mean, his colleague, Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray stepping aside, wouldn't you just call this damage control?
They're constantly doing damage control. That's about all they can do in this administration is damage control. And the first thing that the DTA did when they fired the previous when the previous commissioner resigned and we got a new one, they hired a PR person to do some damage control for them. That was their priority at that time.
Have either one of you had a chance to speak with the interim commissioner of the DTA, Stacey Monahan, and get an idea of what they're doing since she's taken over in March? Have you heard any of her plans? I had a chance last week to go to Pembroke. There was some kind of, they were doing kind of a road tour, a listening tour, to speak with folks and hear what they're saying. And one of the things that they had said as far as people who are losing their cards, what they plan on doing is just charging them a $5 fee. And then if it happens again, then there's a review and that they would go from there. Have you had a chance to speak with her or hear any of her ideas that her office are currently trying to do over or at least fix?
Yeah, I've been to one of those meetings myself, and we know that this so-called 100-day plan is out. But I will say, unless reforms include requiring Social Security numbers, implementing front-end verification of assets and identity, and stopping the practice of self-declarations, I don't consider them to be serious about reforms. Those are the top three reforms we need. Anything else is going to be a little bit of window dressing to say, yeah, we're doing something, but if we're not doing it with national databases, Social Security numbers, and stopping self-declarations, then they're not serious about reforms.
That kind of leads into my question is, do you really think, realistically in this state, that we can get real reform that makes sure that this, you know, quote-unquote leakage doesn't happen anymore, real reform that'll actually change this system?
Who are you directing that to?
That to either, to anyone.
If the folks demand it, yes, and our representatives are doing their job, yes. And let me just say something about the forum you cited, Kevin. It was kind of funny. I saw a Facebook posting about that forum from one of the hosts, and I believe they took a veiled shot at Shauna in that post.
Okay.
What did it say, Bob?
Let me ask you, Representative, is there not do you not have a bill or some kind of an amendment that you're going to be on the House floor of this week talking about or pushing for reform?
Well, we actually have a hearing tomorrow.
Okay.
And my bills are up. And Bob, mine and Bob. Bob's sponsor with me on the verification system that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up for hearing tomorrow. I'm going to be testifying on that.
Have either one of you had a chance to see, first and foremost, I don't know if it's something that he's doing his job or if he's looking at a higher office, but the treasurer actually released a statement today that he is actually pushing for new EBT technology in order to combat fraud and abuse. And I guess in order to renew the contract, that there's going to be some emphasis on oversight and implementation. Give me your thoughts on that press release that I guess they're working with the Xerox Corporation, the vendor who's part of this, as to some of the oversight and some of the things they're going to do to secure the EBT cards and how those are handed out.
I'll take that for just a small. I'll take a small bite at the apple on that one, Kevin.
Yeah,
you know that kind of goes hand in hand with the integrated eligibility system we just talked about.
Yep.
But it's how you use it is going to be key, and what is the data that you seek in the process? You can award contracts out to companies to manage that kind of a program, but you want to make sure that you are getting the right kind of information into the database for that verification process. And that's one of the things that we put out a press release today in the Republican Senate caucus, you know, saying that it should be mandated that in that process, you know, there are 9 specific state and federal databases that should be utilized when you do that screening. So it depends how you manage it.
I guess my question is really directed towards you, Bob, is that, you know, when the Speaker of the House mentioned of the idea of putting photo IDs, photos on EBT cards, there were a bunch of Democrat state reps that kind of jumped on the bandwagon. Whether they were sincere or not, I don't think we'll ever know. Now the Senate president is now getting on that same bandwagon, I guess, and she's now saying that it's a good idea. Now, regardless of whether that is the most important reform, do you think that now that there's leadership in the Senate, like a Democrat leadership, that now Democrats will start falling in line, whether they're sincere or not about it?
Wow, that's quite a question, Joe. You know, you have a lot of Democrats, both in the House and the Senate. If the Speaker or the Senate President said, jump off the top of the Golden Dome, they would say, which side? I mean, of course they're going to. I mean, most votes fall along a leadership line anyway, so yeah, you're going to see them fall in line, and they got the signal. The signal during budget debate was opposed Republican attempts to implement reform, and now the signal is we're going to do some kind of reform to give everyone cover. The question will it be real, meaningful reform that works or not? That's going to be the question.
Representative, did you want to answer that question?
Well, I agree with what Bob said that, you know, I think once they see leadership turning, they're gonna go along with whatever leadership is supportive of. And like Bob just said, it's got to be real reforms, and they've got to include the things that we were just talking about. Or they're going to be more window dressing to say, look, we did something. They know people, the public, is supportive of photo ID, so they might throw that out at them. But that can't be it. We can't just have photo ID and maybe a strengthened work requirement. We need real structural reform so that we actually stop the bleeding, so that people aren't getting into the system. We don't want to be chasing the fraud. We want to stop the fraud. You know, we want to prevent the fraud.
How about making sure that they're illegal, you know, legally here in this country in order to be able to get benefits, or they're not going to, you know, assault any of our citizens, you know, if...
I think requiring the Social Security numbers will take care of that, and using all these databases to check on people will take care of that.
Okay. Well, I want to thank both of you for talking to a certain extent about this. Next week, we're hoping to have the interim DTA commissioner in studio to take questions. If there was a question you could pose to her, what would that question be? Ladies first, we'll let the representative go.
My question would be, are you going to require Social Security numbers? Are you going to require asset and identity verification and stop the self-declaration?
Bob?
I would ask her all of those very same questions, and I would ask her all of the deep probing questions that you and Mr. Rossi asked of us.
Well, very good. I want to thank both of you for being willing to talk about this, and let's hopefully we can share another conversation about this in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, State Representative Sean O'Connell and State Senator Bob Hedlund. We will step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.